Stop 5, Boardwalk over Vernal Pool.
The boardwalk just ahead enables you to visit a special type of wetland called a vernal pool. Listen carefully. Can you hear water running? Probably not. Since vernal pools have no inlets or outlets, you won't hear the sound of flowing water. Significant water is found here only from early spring until sometime in the summer, hence the name vernal, appearing in spring. During really wet summers, the pool may stay filled longer. During rainy autumns, the pool sometimes temporarily fills again. Since the pool dries up for part of each year, fish cannot survive here. Why does the vernal pool fill in this exact location each year? Because the topography or shape of the land is a depression, like a shallow bowl in the earth. Can you figure out where the water comes from that fills this pool? If you were standing here on a warm day in spring, you might hear the sounds of dripping snow or a spring shower and the trickling of snowmelt and runoff as it fills the pool. The amount of water will vary from one year to the next, depending on weather conditions. This can be a noisy place in early spring. Visitors sometimes hear this racket as far away as the parking lot. Are they ducks? No. They are the seasonal calls of wood frogs, easily identified by their golden-brown coloration, their dark masks, and their loud quacking. In early spring, on rainy nights, hundreds of these small frogs congregate to breed and lay their eggs here. Many animals are dependent on vernal pools to complete part or even all of their life cycle. Amphibians, such as blue-spotted salamanders and wood frogs, need a place to reproduce where predators, like fish, won't eat their eggs. Others, like the fairy shrimp, complete their whole life cycle in these shallow waters. Adult wood frogs spend only a few days in the vernal pool and then head back to the woods, leaving their eggs to mature without protection. In the nutrient-rich water, free from fish predators, wood frog tadpoles quickly grow into adults and soon leave the water to live on land, hopefully before the pool dries up. Some people see vernal pools as nuisance wet areas in the springtime. However, wood frogs, along with spotted salamanders and fairy shrimp, would not exist without these pools for breeding. Spring peepers, thumbnail-sized tree frogs, may come into this pool to breed too. You are far more likely to hear the sharp peeping call of these tiny tree frogs than to actually see one. Though only about an inch in size, their calls carry for a quarter mile. Although not restricted to breeding only in vernal pools, they do thrive in these habitats. Like wood frogs, they return to the woods and leave their tadpoles to mature quickly into adults and move on to land. Occasionally, you may hear the resident jug-a-rum of a bullfrog. Or the call of a green frog. Sometimes compared to the twang of a banjo string. Can you tell which frog makes which call?
Wood frogs. Spring peepers. Green frogs. And bullfrogs.
On this boardwalk, you will notice a tree growing through an opening on the right side of the deck. In an effort to minimize our impact to the woodland immediately surrounding the vernal pool, we designed the deck to accommodate this tree. Leaving the tree in place meant less disturbance to the forest floor. The woodland area immediately surrounding a vernal pool is important habitat for the salamanders and frogs that migrate to the pool each spring to breed. To truly protect a vernal pool habitat, we must also protect the surrounding woodlands where many vernal pool inhabitants spend most of the year living in the forest floor leaf litter.